June 30. Merciful intervention. In those days, there will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of the creation that God created until now, and never will be. And if the Lord had not cut short the days, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect whom he chose, he shortened the days. Mark chapter 13, verses 19 and 20. At the very heart of the greatest drama in history is the amazing encounter that's first hinted at in Genesis chapter 3. Christ is the one who has come and will come to vanquish the evil one. Through his death on the cross, Jesus bruised the head of the serpent and secured eternal victory for his people. But for us, the battle is not yet over. Behind every act of hatred, every broken marriage, every act of injustice, all that represents chaos and carnage and wickedness, the evil one still engages in his skirmishes, seeking to destroy until he himself is destroyed. The Christian lives in light of this tension, this reality. There will be trials and tribulations for the totality of our earthly pilgrimage, yet we never need to lose heart or hope. We can stand firm in our faith because Christ is the great conqueror. Though his victory is not yet fully realized or expressed, it is no less complete, for the cross has disarmed Satan and his followers. Jesus warned us that tribulation would take place, and increasingly so until his return. He commands us to be on guard, that we might not be led astray. In other words, Jesus forewarned us so that we might be forearmed for suffering. When it confronts us, we should not be taken by surprise, because our captain has readied us. We are not to be alarmed by wars and rumors of wars, by nation rising against nation, or by an increase in devastating natural calamities. The Lord tells us that some believers will even be beaten, delivered over to death, and above all, hated by all, for Christ's name's sake. In addition, false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, the elect. In the middle of all the chaos, however, we can remember where God's focus lies, on his people, his elect. As Jesus himself said, for the sake of the elect whom he chose, he shortened the days. God intervenes on behalf of his own and protects his children from succumbing to perils within and without. He will not let us be pushed beyond that for which he has given us faith to remain faithful through. Jesus' warnings resound with an unequivocal declaration of his kingship. No matter what happens, no matter who's elected, no matter whether your civic freedoms stay or go, no matter if you're imprisoned, tormented, or even killed for your faith, you can be absolutely sure that our God reigns and our Savior has won. That is firm ground on which to stand, however your life may be shaken.
Devotional material is taken from the Truth for Life Daily Devotionals, copyright Alistair Begg, and is published by the Good Book Company. This reading was digitally created by Truth for Life and is used with permission. For more clear, relevant Bible teaching, visit truthforlife.org.